Let's get to it, man. It is time for your favorite part of the show. It's the Staycation Setup where we catch cheaters live on your radio. It's the morning mess. We got Chantel from Surprise on the line now. Chantel, you want to confront your cousin for cheating on her boyfriend to get back at her. I'm a little confused with this email.
Exactly. The other day, I was listening to you guys' show, and I heard how this girl wanted to catch up with her sister-in-law for cheating on her man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I want to do the same thing to my cousin because she got involved in my business and I want to get her back.
So hold on. So your cousin was involved in trying to catch you cheating on your man?
She put herself in my business when it became time for me and my man. So I would just want to get her back. And I heard on your show the other morning a similar situation.
Okay.
So that's why I'm calling in today.
Okay. Okay. So go ahead. Proceed. Let us know how we got here.
All right. So about a month ago, I went out with my friends and I invited my cousin, Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
She normally doesn't come out with us because she got a little judgy personality. So she never really seen me party with my friends. But when I invited her, I didn't think she would be a snitch, you know, until what we did. But now, I did make a mistake. I got too drunk and I made out with some guy at the bar.
Cheater.
Which basically means I cheated on my boyfriend.
Right.
Not basically
yeah.
Did.
So I guess Brianna wanted to do the right thing. So without warning me, she told my man what I did.
Oh, okay.
He broke up with me immediately. Fast forward to last weekend, we were at a family gathering, and she was there with her boyfriend. But tell me why I caught her texting another guy. I was being so damn nosy. I was eyeing her phone while she flirted back and forth with a guy named Aaron. So I didn't want to cause a scene because I didn't want to get the family involved. So I wanted to call her up. See if she put this person's name down instead of her boyfriend's. And I'm going to call her out on it for being a hypocrite and messing up my relationship. And I even told her boyfriend to listen to the show.
Oh, gosh.
So he doesn't know what to expect.
You guys are messy. Yeah,
this is a messy-ass family. I'm telling you that much. Oh, my God. What do your aunties think about this? Do your aunties or your moms? How are y'all related?
Our mothers are sisters.
Does her mom and your mom know what y'all doing?
No.
It's not going to be too happy aunties there, but this is just a get back. Now, what happens if she does pick her man for the reservation? Are you going to apologize to your cousin? Are you still going to confront her about her snitching you out?
I have no reason to apologize. If she put her man down, that's good for her.
Okay.
Okay.
What's her boyfriend's name?
Bryce.
Do you suspect who the side dude is? You know his name?
Yeah, I've seen it. His name is Aaron.
Okay, so what you really want your cousin to say is Aaron. That way you can bust her and get her back.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Jesus.
You seem pretty high and mighty on that high horse of yours.
I know.
For someone who's cheated.
No. That's my cousin. So regardless if I cheat on my man or not, what right does she have to tell on me, her family? She shouldn't have did that.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to be a good person.
No, she a snitch. That's not a good person.
Yeah, if she went behind your back to snitch on you, I mean, granted, you still did cheat, but I don't think she should have.
She should have hit her cousin up.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, what are you doing? This isn't right. He's a good guy. You need to tell him. But she snitched you out, which isn't right. Okay, I'm here for it.
You guys are toxic, and I'm also here for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with no further delay, we're going to call up your cousin. Brianna up next, offer a free romantic hotel stay, and then Sian's going to ask her that magical question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask who she'd like to bring on this free romantic stay, and then we'll find out if she puts Bryce's name down, who's her boyfriend, or the side dude, who's Aaron, right?
Yes.
We are all praying for Aaron.
Whatever. Whatever, man.
For the tea, we're hoping it's Aaron.
Jeez.
Your karma's crazy.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Brianna?
I'm not buying what you're selling. Thank you. Have a good one.
Well, Brianna, before you hang up, I want to let you know that my name is Salinas and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. Do you have a minute?
I don't. No, thank you. I'm not interested.
I'll make it really quick. I just wanted to let you know that you're the grand prize winner, and we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. So I want to get straight to the point.
Wait, grand prize winner for what? Say it again?
Yeah, so we're new to the North Scottsdale area, so we just wanted to get our name out there. So what we did with this promotion is pull your name from Google and Yelp review. And since we picked you, all we ask in return is a review for your stay and your experience here with us.
Sure. I'll do it.
All right. And you got to bring a guest. So it's a pretty simple process.
Okay. What do you need?
All right. Well, congratulations, Brianna. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. Yeah. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. It's a romantic stay, you said?
Yeah, it's a romantic stay. So you get to bring that special someone in your life to have the whole weekend here at the Aurora Hotel.
The whole weekend. Okay. Sure. I'll take it.
Okay, so what are you thinking for the sweet or saucy note? Either?
I want a saucy note.
Okay, anything in mind?
I bought something new just for you.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll go ahead and write that down. And now that I have that written down, I just have one more question for you, Brianna. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Okay, Aaron. I knew you were a hypocrite.
Hey, Brianna, really quick, we got to let you know something legally that you're live on the radio show. It's called The Morning Mess.
This is what happens when you get involved in other people's business. Maybe you stay the f*** out of my relationship, then I wouldn't have to do this to you.
No, this is actually crazy. You got me on the radio talking about you know who.
Oh, it's too late for that. We all know who. Now, listen, Brianna, your cousin Chantel did let us know you snitched her out to her boyfriend. He left her because now... We're not saying what Chantel did was right. She did cheat on her man, but you snitched on her, ruined her relationship, so she's trying to just get back at you because she thought you were a hypocrite because she knows you've been cheating on your man for quite a while.
I did her a favor. That relationship was never going to work.
Okay.
She knows me and my man are on route to get married, and she wasn't ballsy enough to break up with her man, so I made him break up with her because she wanted to make out with somebody at the bar.
Okay.
She keeps on saying, oh, I was drunk. Girl, you're grown.
I was drunk enough.
You were drunk.
That's not your business. And how are you going to tell my man that I was kissing at the bar when you're doing a whole weekend getaway with Mr. Aaron here?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, apparently not. Okay. So
it wasn't real.
She's upset.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, you're like the definition of being a hypocrite, Brianna. Like, literally, okay, say you were trying to get your cousin out of that relationship. Okay, you're doing the same exact thing. Why don't you break up with your man instead of cheating on him?
Mm-hmm. Because my relationship is working. My relationship is working. It makes sense.
You are delusional.
Never made sense. Okay. Yeah, I need a bit of extra attention and time, and Aaron does that. And Bryce, he could worry about that, you know, whenever. But we're on track to get married. You and your man were destined to break up because you're making out with somebody at the bar.
Me and my man business is me and my man business. So I don't know why you keep wanting to say
you and your
that.
Ex man, by the way.
Whatever. You see, this is why I can't f*** with you, Brianna. Because you think you're all that, and you think it's okay to do what you're doing. But you're doing the same thing I was doing, even worse. Because I never went to a hotel and laid up and opened my legs with nobody.
No. You and your man were going to break up either way. Me and Aaron have something real
and
complex.
You don't know what me and my man
We have something real and complex. All right?
I'm saving your man some time because he's going to break up with you. And I hope Aaron sees that you're a cheater and a liar and a hypocrite. And I hope Aaron dumps your ass, too. How about that?
All right. Brianna, Chantel did let us know that your boyfriend, or maybe ex-boyfriend at this point, has been listening. So,
Bryce? Yes, he has. Hello, Bryce.
Stop.
Yeah.
On the radio? Live right now.
We're live right now. Heard it, so I'm sure you have a call to make, or he's going to be calling you, and you have to deal with that.
Now he gets to hear all about how you're a snitch.
There you go.
I feel like I should pick up now.
Okay, we'll let you go.
Thanks for this.
Bye to cousin. Bye, cousin.
Bye.
Chantel, well, I guess, does it feel good? You got back at her?
I feel great. But you see how she's talking, right?
Yeah.
You see how she's saying, like, it's her business and she could do whatever she want to do. And she's a hypocrite and she's a cheater. And I'm glad it got this out. And I don't expect to see her on the 4th of July.
As long as you feel better, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, I really do. I'm about to drink me a glass of wine.
Well, I know where your fireworks are going to be pointed at. It sure would be a shame.
It would be a shame.
If those skyrockets were directly going towards, I don't know, man.
Oh, this is crazy.
She got her
get
back. I mean, she snitched on you. You set her up. This family's a bunch of cheaters. I will say that.
Christ. Y'all are unhinged.
Yeah. It's a dry heat in hell where your whole family reunion will be. Y'all got to stop cheating. What's going on, man? Why don't y'all stay faithful?
Look, I just gave the little boy a kiss. She wanna spend a whole weekend with this dude.
Okay. There's levels. Gotcha.
I guess there's tears.
You didn't know, Joey?
Chantel, thank you for choosing us.
Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
Please come again.
Goodbye, Chantel. Bye.